Blog Talk Radio.
Selections.com, and of course it wouldn't be keeping score with Boppy without the old coach from Modesto himself joining us. And Boppy, how are you this morning?
I'm fair to middling. But why did you hang up on me? You cut me off.
Well, you know what? Maybe there's gremlins in the studio, Boppy. I don't know what to tell you. But you have found us, and we're glad that you're with us. And Hondo, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks.
And folks, just want to let everybody know that take advantage of our free plays that we have each and every day for you. All you need to do is visit our website at sportswagers-selections.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get that same free play tweeted to your home office and or mobile device. And for fans that took advantage of that free play last night, we're cashing on 534 St. Mary's at home, minus 10. They easily covered. And I want to wish everybody well as we move forward this weekend. Boppy, who's hot and who's not in your sports world?
Well, I watched a game with the New Orleans Pelicans last night. I watched Antonio Davis, and I can't get over. He may be one of the best big men to ever play the game. He's an incredible, incredible basketball player. And he led the Pelicans to a victory in overtime against the Cleveland Barons, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that's a long time ago.
How far back do you go, Boppy?
Well, I go back to where I remember when you were the only handicapper that picked Secretariat to place in two races.
Touche.
Okay. Wow. That's so far back. But anyway.
Bobby, that's
but
your
I,
lowest
I,
shot ever.
But it was a good one. but it was a good one. But I gotta give Hondo credit. In the third race, he was pretty sure the Secretariat was going to win.
Although I was still rooting for Sham.
That's right. But you may have even bet on Sham the first two races.
But you were
sure that the first race was an anomaly, and the second race, but by the third race you were on board. Anyway, but who's cold? I got to give you. Actually, I'll tell you who I think cold is. I think it's BYU. I'm not sure what the problem was, but Bronco Mendenhall is leaving what I consider a perfect situation for him and the university. It would be like the Navy coach leaving Navy. I don't quite understand. This is what I'm not going to understand, because to be able to win 9 or 10 games at BYU, which he's done, you know, 4 or 5 times in 11 years, is simply incredible when you consider the restrictions on recruiting and on the honor code that you have to get all the young men to sign on to. So it's a pretty amazing thing. We're going to miss Bronco Mendenhall. He was just a class act, and congratulations to Virginia. And I will actually be a Virginia fan from this day forward.
Oh boy. Well, all right.
Well, now, Boppy, I just want to bring something up here. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and you told me that you want, all character issues aside, that you were
right.
A big fan of Bronco as a coach.
The part that I disagree with Bronco on, or that I found him wanting, I didn't think he was the best judge of assistant coaches. I mean, I can't believe that Robert and I was the best offensive coordinator in the world that he could have attracted to BYU, but as a defensive coordinator, and as a model for young men, and as somebody that gets the most out of young men, I think Bronco's fantastic. I'm
you
not quite
hire,
sure that he knows.
Do you think the successor is going to come from within?
I can't imagine.
Are they going to go outside?
I can't imagine coming from within. The reason being is Tom Holm will use that code word. He says, we're beginning a nationwide search, which usually means assistants need not apply. Do you know what I mean? He says, we're launching a nationwide search, which usually says, we don't like the guys we got here. We're going to go somewhere else.
Well, what about Kyle Whittingham?
Kyle Whittingham.
He went to BYU, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a wonderful coach. He makes twice as much money as Bronco. Doesn't have the restrictions. I mean, and he's already got a problem at Utah recruiting the depth that he needs to get through a Pac-12 season. He gets the first team. He really does do a good job in all areas of the game with his assistants, with everything else. You know, right now Utah's problem, main problem, is depth. If they'd had a little more depth, they would have won the Pac-12 and might have been playing for a spot in the national playoffs when they faced Stanford this time, when they could have faced Stanford. But their depth killed them.
Well, I heard that there's some friction between Whittingham and either the AD or the school president, so maybe he's looking to move on.
Well, if he does, we couldn't do better. But believe it or not, you and I were neighbors of the Whittinghams when they used to live in Glendora, and I knew Kyle's father, Fred, quite well. We played softball together in his when he was in the summers, when Whittingham was taking, you know, the rest from the Eagles, when he played linebacker there. And just a wonderful family. I remember Kyle growing up. I have nothing but respect for both his intensity and his competitiveness and his desire and his football knowledge. He's a football savvy guy, and he's got great character. I have nothing but hope, and we would actually celebrate around here. We'd be doing the Irish jig if they could hire Fred Whittingham to be the coach.
All right.
Well, I don't want to imagine Bobby doing any kind of jig at all. So that's a frightening thought. But on a more serious note, let's go out to Los Alamitos here real quick, and we're going to give out our free play of the day today out at Los Al, and let everybody know that if you are venturing out to the Orange County Oval, that there is a pick six carryover today of $16,334.58 awaiting in the pick six kitty, and give everybody our free play. Which I know Boppy has a pen in hand and then a phone in the other so that he can call his neighborhood friend and get a couple of bucks to win in place. And we're going to go with the first race, number one, Geist Strader. Now, this is a horse from the Tim Yak Team Stable. Valdez will be riding speed, stretching out, and draws the rail. And we think that number one, Geist Strader, is going to be a good bet. If you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We suggest a couple of bucks to win in place on number one, Geist Strader. All right, we're way ahead, guys. So let's, Hondo, do you have anything out at the track today that you like?
Yeah, I like a horse in the first race, so I suggest that the listeners hook your horse up with my horse and maybe a first race exacta.
Okay.
Or that would be the number three horse, Warren's Perfect, with Tyler Bays riding for jockey Jorge Gutierrez. And he staying the same. Actually, he's switching from Fernando Perez to Tyler Bays, staying a mile distance. And I think you get a lesser class of horses running at Los Al. And he's been running all his races at Del Mar, Santa Anita, and he's running in Los Al today. And interesting sidelight about Warren's Perfect. He's got an owner, Benjamin C. Warren, who has a ton of horses, and he names all of his horses after himself, his last name. So, like, this one is Warren's Perfect. He's had everything is Warren with what he owns, and it's kind of funny. And but boy, he's got a ton of horses out there.
Okay, and so 1 and 3, 3 and 1 is what you want to start the day off out at the track. In an exacta box. Don't forget daily double plays and all sorts of ways to start your day off right if you're heading out to Los Al. And don't forget, folks, the pick six carryover in excess of $16,000. All right, let's take our break a little bit earlier as usual today. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy. We're going to have Boppy's Lock of the Week. And let everybody know that Boppy cashed last weekend on his lock. And we're going to come back and get some more free plays in pro and college sports when we return. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy.
John! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when
you're
hot,
you're hot.
All right, folks, we're back for the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And, of course, we're brought to you each and every week by sportswagers-selections.com. Visit our website right now for winning sports plays, and also the home of the free sports play, which we get to you each and every day, either on Twitter or on our actual website. All right. I'm going to go first, guys, because I know that you guys tend to stay away a little bit from the NBA, and but I'm going to head out to Toronto tonight. Gentlemen, it comes to an end. I'm going to go with 704 Toronto. I'm going to take the 7.5 points. I'll be rooting for Golden State. Huh?
Wow.
Yep.
Picking a Golden State.
I'm going to be rooting for Golden State, but 7.5 is way too many points to be given on this floor. I'm starting to question now just how long the Warriors can continue their intensity, and I have to take Toronto here. This is a team that plays very well at home. Golden State's coming in, and let's face it, 20-0. You know, you got to start looking for an end here to the dream, guys. And I think it comes tonight. Take 704 Toronto plus the 7.5 points that's being offered. All right, Poppy. Who you got for us today?
Well, I love a couple of 4-point underdogs, but I'm afraid one of them, Iowa, would be a heart pick and not a head pick. So I'm going to go with USC and 4 points when they go against Stanford for the Pac-12 title. I think that they're playing really good football right now, and I think that they're going to keep their coach. I think everything points to an upset that SC will play to their potential, and when they're playing their best, I think they're one of the best teams in the country.
Okay, that game, folks, is 3:23, 3:24, and the Trojans are going to be heading to the Cardinals, the home of the Big Tree. And Bobby here is suggesting a play on 3:23 SC, and you're going to be grabbing the 4 points. Is that correct?
Take the 4 points and then laugh all the way to the bank.
All right.
I remember last weekend Bobby had the Irish, and they covered. And I think I told everybody that was going to be the game of the day. And, it sure turned out to be. That game went right down to the very end. And I think today's USC-Stanford game could similarly be the game of the day. I think it's I think the other conference championship games, I don't know. But I'm expecting a big, big effort from both of those teams. I think it's another game that could be decided by a field goal.
It's a play-in game for the national title for Stanford.
They have an outside shot, yeah. If they win, and a couple of the others that are already in the top four, Clemson or Alabama, stumble, then yeah, Stanford could conceivably get in. You're right.
Hondo, do you like anything?
Not really. I'm not really in love with anything. You know, I've looked over the menu of games, both pros and college, and nothing really jumps out at me this week. So I'm gonna stick to the horses this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I can't say that the matchups today are that intriguing. I mean, there's some good games, but folks, keep in mind when you make a living off the point spread, you know, it's I love the fact that people will brag at the water cooler and say, oh, I love Baylor over Texas, and Baylor is a 21.5-point favorite. It's like, no shit. You know, half the country is going to be laying the 21.5, but a little bit different when you live and die by the point spread. So that game is certainly a good one. We got some other ones, too. You got the New Mexico State-Louisiana Monroe game. which has got a little bit of interest. These teams have got losing records, but, New Mexico State given two. That game, don't underestimate Louisiana, West Virginia, Kansas State. There's some good games today, but the Lions are the ones that are a little bit not as intriguing as they usually are. So
another good game tonight could be that San Diego State Air Force game. That could be a very good game.
Yeah, and Air Force is getting six, and I don't think that's too many.
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah, I agree. You got Michigan State and Iowa, as Bobby pointed out. Michigan State laying 3.5. That will be a very interesting game. But Bobby's lock of the week, 3:23, USC and the Trojans, +4. So you got plenty of time, guys, to get on board with that. All right, let's go ahead and open it up. And we had some trades. Free agents were signed. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, Bobby, the Dodgers lose Zach Greinke to Arizona. Everybody thought it was coming down to between the Dodgers and the Giants, and all of a sudden Arizona sneaks in the back door and gets him for 6 years, $204 million. That's $34 million a year, and each season he's going to be getting like $1 million per start, which is an amazing amount of money. What do you think, Bobby?
I think that the balance of power shifted to Arizona in the National League West, in the Coast Division. I don't think the Dodgers have enough, nor do the Giants have enough now to do much here.
Yeah, that's a big signing. I mean, you already had a very good lineup with Arizona with a young kid, A.J. Pollock, Paul Goldschmidt, the third baseman. They got a serious team now. And I'll tell you, I don't think they're done. I think they're going to go out and get another, maybe a second-tier pitcher to go along with Greinke. And they could heading into spring training, they could be the favorite to win the West.
Well, what I hope for the Giants and the Dodgers is that what I hope for the Diamondbacks, if they really want to do this, they have got to solidify their bullpen, get a great, you want to have a great closer and a good setup man, and then have the pieces to hold the games where your starter doesn't go five or six, where you can stay in the game. So if they get really serious about this, that bullpen, they'll address the bullpen too.
Yeah, and I've been very critical of the Dodgers front office the last year or two, but I can't really blame them in this. According to the LA Times, they offered Greinke 5 years, $160 million, which is $32 million a year. And obviously, Greinke wanted that sixth year.
Do you think he wanted Los Angeles, or do you think he wanted something else?
I think he would have stayed in L.A. According to every report I've heard, he loved being in L.A. I just think he went where the money was, And he wanted to stay in the National League because he loves to hit. So I think, there were a few reports that Boston was interested before Boston signed David Price. I think he wanted to stay in the NL, and I know the Diamondbacks were looking for an ace. They were interested in Price, and so in a way it surprised me that Arizona snuck in at the end and got him, but then it really makes sense because they're looking for an ace. And now I think the Dodgers got to, even though I think he's a step down from Greinke, the Dodgers seriously have to look at Johnny Cueto because they need somebody to go along with Kershaw. They like you said, the Dodgers can't get it done alone with Kershaw, and the Giants can't get it done alone with Bumgarner. They both teams need somebody to go along with their ace, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I just, before I forget too, I wanted to congratulate our sister website, horseracing-selections.com. They're going to be celebrating their 13th year on the Internet, founded in 2003. And they're going to be rolling on to 13 years with an Internet presence. And just wanted to send out congratulations to them while I was thinking about it. Also, a little bit of sympathy and condolences to the Laker fans, which are seems to be less and less of them on the social media, social websites. But I just wanted to remind them that as the circus continues through the United States, and that they might be finding relief at the markets, and it's called the liquor department, and to make sure that you're well stocked up if you're going to be watching any more home games with that circus event that's going through. And I think Hondo and I both agree that it's an absolute shame with the way that a great star like Kobe is going out. What did he shoot last night? Or
he was 4-for-19, 2-for-10 from three-point land. And it's just getting really sad because, I mean, I get the fact that Kobe is one of the all-time greatest players to ever play the game. You don't want to embarrass him by benching him. But he's still the focal part of an offense, and he's shooting 30% and 20% from 3 points. He's still jacking up 10 3-pointers a night, and he can't shoot anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well,
he doesn't have his leg from an injury.
Boppy, what do you think of this? I mean, you know, they're in the unenviable position of almost having to play him every night, because people are actually going to the road home games or the home games when the Lakers come in on the road because people were paying to see him play. So instead of sitting him down, which, you know, he should be, and of course I, you know, not being a Laker fan coming from the heart, I love it when they trot Nick Young in, because it's almost as if the Lakers are playing with three, and that's usually when they start getting blown out, when you got Nick Young, who has never been afraid to jack the ball up. You got Kobe, who still thinks he can get the job done, and it's a pathetic, really a troublesome sight to see them playing.
I just wonder, who's the coach?
It's Willie Mays in center field for the Mets.
But it's worse because Willie Mays, when he was playing for the Mets, wasn't the focal part of the team. You keep hearing Byron Scott saying, I don't want Kobe shooting that many three-pointers, and yet Kobe continues to shoot that many three-pointers. Who's coaching the team, Kobe or Byron Scott? Byron Scott needs to sit him down and say, Kobe, you can't be the focal part of the offense anymore. Okay, start him. Start him, because the Lakers aren't going anywhere anyway. So start him,
right.
But tell him to shoot less. Give the ball more to Randle down low, and you got to. He's part of the future. You got to help develop that kid's low-post game. You don't want Kobe shooting 30-footers and making 10% of them.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think the future of that team, a big part of it, is Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's, you know, being ignored in a lot of these games. And anyway, if you're a Laker fan, head to the grocery store, go to the liquor department, get stocked up, because I have a feeling, folks, you're going to need an awful lot of alcohol. And it truly will be for medicinal purposes as the NBA season progresses. All right, guys, we've come to that point. Boppy, good luck with your lock of the weekend. Folks, don't forget, it's SC plus 4. And Hondo, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Good luck, everybody.
And Bobby, go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks. Good luck the rest of the weekend with your wagers. We'll be back same time, same place. Until then, we hope to see you in the cashier's line.